This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Doug, Jane, Jennifer, Vennifer.
Forget about me.
And Victoria. Yes, here we are at your service. I want to say hi to the folks who are listening this week for the first time to the collaborative group of stations down in the Clearwater, Tampa, Dade City area. They include WTAN 1340 AM and WTAN 106.1 FM. Also WZHR, which is at 1400 on the M dial. ZHR FM is 104.5 in Zephyr Hills. And then there's WDCF, which is at 1350 Dade City, Florida. So there you go. For those who are wanting to be in the know, we are here at your service, on your side, on the DJV program. Let's get started, Jennifer, with some trending items.
Yeah, this is a story right up your alley, Dougie, because we know that you love all things aviation. Apparently, it is official. After rumors, which have been flying for about a week or so, that President Trump wants to redesign the look of Air Force One, it is official. The new Air Force One is getting a different look. In an interview with CBS, Trump said the next generation of presidential jets will sport a red, white, and blue paint scheme. He said the upgraded Air Force One will be incredible, which doesn't surprise us that that's
incredible.
Correct quote.
That's right. Yeah. Right.
He said it's going to be the top of the line, top in the world, and it's going to be red, white, and blue, which I think is appropriate. That's the president speaking. He said that the colors of the American flag will replace the current white and light blue design, which President John F. Kennedy and First Lady Jackie Kennedy selected. Axios, which is the news media outlet, said that they heard Trump had requested a red, white, and blue paint scheme to give Air Force One a more patriotic look, and he used to call the light blue kind of a Jackie Kennedy color privately to insiders. It seems now that that is official. So it's been confirmed. Boeing, which faced criticism from Trump over the cost of the project, is building a fleet of two new Air Force One jets. After discussion with Trump, Boeing reached a deal to supply the jets for $3.9 billion, which is down $1.4 billion from the original estimate, according to the White House. I don't actually hate this idea. I mean, I like the look of Air Force One now, but I think when you bring in a new plane, it's okay for it to look different on the outside. And why wouldn't it reflect the colors of our flag? I think our flag's beautiful. We should celebrate it.
Well, there are two different ways of looking at it. I think we all get used to tradition. And if you go back to when I was a kid, the president, we go to Truman and Eisenhower, the first planes they flew on were 707s. Well, they had planes that were before there was a Convair, a prop job that they flew on before. It was just air, used to sit on a U.S. Air Force because it was an Air Force plane. These planes are Air Force planes too, but they're all doodadded up. Can you imagine? I have two thoughts. Can you imagine a plane costing $2 billion? This plane normally, if this was a run of the mill 747 for commercial usage, whether it be cargo or passenger, it would cost in the vicinity of $200 million, maybe $250. The average 737 is about $90 million. You know, there's the
but doesn't this have to be able to like take a hit from a missile or something,
well,
right?
That's what
like
I'm
there's
saying.
So many extra things.
But
they're carrying cars in there.
Right, right.
Okay, shall I keep going or you guys want
sure.
to help yourself? The point that I was making was that in terms of the things that Victoria just said, the addition of all these gadgets, what kind of gadgetry costs that kind of money? Yes, the plane is supposed to take a direct hit, but I'm also, this sort of goes back to my complete discomfort with the cost of government. Earlier on, the conversation about the, what is it, $1 trillion, whatever amount of money was collected by the Treasury in this past 8 months, is superseded by the fact that we collected $1.3 trillion but we spent half, again, as much in the same period of time on things like these planes with a $23 million refrigerator in it, and the things like the embassy in Jerusalem, which was supposed to cost, according to Trump, $200,000 to $300,000. Now it's going to cost $20 million. That kind of stuff. What the hell? There's no sense of responsibility. This is not their money, so let's just spend it. And you hear it, you feel it, you sense it, you get it. They don't really give a damn about you and how much money you're paying. I'm convinced of that. I don't care who the politician is, what party they're in, and whether they're local or state or national politicians, they spend and spend and spend and spend because it's not their money. They're happy to give it away to supposedly help people. And mostly what they're doing is helping themselves, because we all know when government money is spent, the politicians take credit for it as a great way to buy votes. I'm outraged by the amount of money that is being spent on all levels, like there's no end to the spigot. Turn it on and let it flow. And people work their butts off to make money to provide for their families, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And these people just keep grabbing more and more and more and more and more. Where does it stop is the question.
Well, can I ask another question back to Air Force One? When did the new planes even begin? Like, when will we actually see the new planes operation?
Next year. I think earlier in the next year. And that's another thing.
Really? See, I actually thought it was not... I thought it was...
After he's done.
Yeah.
They've been working on... These planes have been in... They're in the factory now being put together. So however long it takes to run... They kept the 747 line open. They were going to stop making 747s until there was a whole rush of orders for freighters. They're converting old 747 passenger planes to freighters, and these two were the only new planes being built for passenger use, and they've been on the line for 8 months or nine months.
See, what I see is that they're scheduled to be done by 2024.
Right, that's what I had heard, so Trump won't even ride
so
in this new plane.
So they're going to take 8 years to make these things? Good lord.
It always does. It's always ordered under one administration, and the other, administration is the one that benefits it. Right. Right.
Did you actually see pictures, Jennifer, of the paint scheme? Are there pictures, or they just say we're going to use red, white, and blue?
They're going to use red, white, and blue.
You haven't seen how they're going to apply it, how it's going to.
Right.
I love the red, white, and blue idea, but I just hope that it doesn't. I hope that it's not like a tacky, you know, spray painted red,
American
white, and blue kind
airline,
of Ed
American,
Hardy T-shirt looking thing, because that's going to look awful.
American used to use that paint scheme on their planes before they stripped the paint off, because here's another thing you probably don't know. Maybe this is too much information. A painted plane weighs 2 tons more than a plane that isn't painted. That is, American used to only have the red, white, and blue stripes around the plane. Now they have a new paint scheme. The plane is all painted, but it adds almost 2 tons. The paint adds 2 tons to the weight of the plane. So that's why American saved money on fuel. That's why they did the paint scheme that they did. But before the red, white, and blue stripe, their planes were all painted red, white, and blue. And I don't know. There's something about it that doesn't sell me. I think the soft blue, what do they call it, bird blue,
Marine blue is what they call it.
Is that what it is? Okay.
I think it's great to actually reflect our flag. It doesn't have to be tacky. It could be a white plane with a flag
tacky
on the back.
If he's in charge of the design, I'm a little worried it's going
to
be over.
I don't know. I've been to the Trump Hotel in D.C. It's pretty nice to me. It looks good.
Ivanka did that. She does the hotels.
Maybe she'll help with the plane.
I hope.
The plane boss, the plane. It sometimes the starkness of red, white, and blue versus the softness. What image do you want to project? I think the red, white, and blue projects a particular image that's more male than female, and the blue projects an image that's more female than male.
Well, that's why he doesn't want it, because that's why he calls it the Jackie Kennedy blue.
Yeah.
Well, they also, Kennedy and Trump, they've had beef since the 80s, too. He doesn't like her. So.
But guys,
gone.
It's our flag. It's our color. Right. Robin's egg blue is not our colors. It's red, white, and blue.
Red, white, and blue.
Yeah.
I think it's fine for a change, as long as it isn't like a spray-painted ugly eagle. You know, it needs to just be tasteful.
Yeah. When I hear that, I think of the colors for Heidelberg, my alma mater. Red and orange and black. It's 16 after the hour here on the DJV program.
Right now at Kohl's, get dorm ready with an extra 15% off. Twin XL bedding sets are just $50.99. Towels, only $7.64. And JanSport backpacks, $35.99. Plus, you'll get Kohl's cash. $10 for every $50 spent. Get ready for back to school at Kohl's. Select styles, 15% offer valid July 13th through 22nd with promo code JULYSAVE15. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Where is your there? Your happy place. Your go-to destination. Maybe it's that hidden cove by the lake. Or that place an hour and a half away on Route 6 that serves the world's best meatloaf. Or maybe it's home. At Valero, we have the fuel to get you there. Wherever there is. Because Valero top-tier certified quality fuel keeps your engine running cleaner, better, and longer. Find a station near you at ValeroCleanGas.com.
If you wear a denture, are you sure your breath is clean and fresh? Try Polident. It's specifically designed to clean a denture because it's tough on odor-causing bacteria, but gentle on the denture itself. Polident has a 4-in-1 cleaning system with 4 powerful ingredients that work together to deep clean your denture. It kills 99.99% of odor-causing bacteria in laboratory testing and helps to remove stains. Feel confident and clean every day with Polident. Available at Walmart for a low price every day.
I'm KFC's Extra Crispy Colonel. You're the extra busy regular person who has to make dinner for a family of four. But you can shirk that responsibility because my Extra Crispy $20 fill-up from KFC contains 8 pieces of freshly double-breaded Extra Crispy Chicken, 4 biscuits, 2 orders of mashed potatoes, and a side of coleslaw for just $20. That'll feed them. KFC, it's Extra Crispy good.
Pricing and participation may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
My dad is a proud doer, always building, repairing, or maintaining something. He relies on Craftsman tools, and I do the same. Today, Craftsman Mechanics tools, metal storage, and lighting are available from your favorite retailers. But that's only the beginning. A full line of retooled and refined products are on the way. Find your favorite store at Craftsman.com, and stay tuned for more big news from this trusted American brand.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
A little travel news here. Hotels in Boston is an interesting focus. Hotels want to help you keep in shape. A lot of them, new hotels partnering with the trendy fitness studios and gyms to put spin bikes in guest rooms, that sort of thing. There's a new package at the Hotel Commonwealth here in Boston, giving travelers added incentive. Walk 10,000 plus steps a day and pay less for your room that night. Book the hotel's Fit to Be Square. It's Kenmore Square over where Fenway Park is. And you'll be given a Fitbit to use during your stay. Costs $399 a night, though, to stay at the hotel. The more you walk, the deeper the discount. 10,000 steps a day provide 10% discount. 15,000 steps, 15% off. 20,000, 20% off. All you have to do is show a photo proof of your daily step count at checkout. It comes with a $20 New Balance gift card, too. There's one right there by the hotel behind the stadium. And breakfast at Eastern Standard, which is kind of a nice restaurant next door. So walking gets you a discount. You can walk off your stay. All right, 21 after the hour. This is the DJV program.
Health Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
I like this song, but I never liked her version. There's a fabulous, fabulous lyric line to this song. But something about her, the way she sings it. Although she does have things in her repertoire that are great, like The Night They Drove Old Dixie Down. Talking about Joan Baez, who announced that she's extending her Fare Thee Well tour with more things. Actually, additional North American leg is going to launch in the spring of next year. The new run starts with a previously announced show the 10th of April down at the Performing Arts Center in Birmingham, and then it goes to Symphony Hall in Atlanta on the 12th. She's going to travel around the South and the Midwest before heading north for a final string of concerts, culminating with two nights at the Capitol Theater in Port Chester, New York, next May. And if you're interested in tickets, the tickets for most of the shows on the spring trek go on sale the 20th of this month through... you go to her website, you can find out what there is to know. JoanBaez.com, B-A-E-Z. Launching the first leg of her Fare Thee Well tour September 11th up in Ithaca, New York. And then it goes to Oakland, around the country, wrapping up November 17th in Oakland. European leg also in February of next year. You may remember last, I think it was March, she released a new studio album called Whistle Down the Wind, which marked her first since 2008, Day After Tomorrow. She did an interview with Rolling Stone, said the new LP captures her mindset after she decided to retire from being on the road. A lot of these performers that I grew up with, interestingly, are just saying, I've had enough of this. She said, quote, "The direction this album went is that 2018 is going to be my last year of formal touring, so there was a feeling, maybe not even spoken, strong feeling, that it's time to move on." And so Joan Baez, who I think is about 76, 77, something like that. Is she?
I thought she was younger than that, but I'm not really into this kind of music, but my aunt saw her in... Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah.
I just had to wake myself back up to make that statement, but...
Well, the Night They Drove Old Dixie Down is a good tune, but the rest
of
them
are that's not hers, though. That's somebody else's.
No, right? That's really Guffey.
But my aunt and her boyfriend just saw Joan Baez in Dublin and said she was amazing, and that the whole stadium or whatever loved it, so I guess if you're into it,
she's so
good.
Political that it was distracting. She used to be just all about the politics, and that's fine, but when you go to a concert, it's kind of like other things.
Yeah, you want the music and
I want to miss that. Shut up and play the music. Jeepers crow. All right, let's get to Robert Plant and news from him. He's also extending his tour with some new dates here in our country. The band is called the Sensational Space Shifters, extending their tour in support of the Carry Fire album that came out last year. His next Carry Fire leg concentrates on the Midwest and the Southwest. September shows in Kansas City, Santa Fe, Tucson, and Tulsa. The latest leg concludes with three Texas gigs in Irving, Texas, in Lubbock, Texas, and Austin City Limits taping at the Moody Theater at the end of September. His plans include a handful of festival dates at St. Louis's Lou Fest, the Telluride Blues and Brews Festival, Kaboo in Del Mar, California, Louisville, and Kentucky's Bourbon and Beyond Festival. So, there you go. Tickets on sale for the Plant standalone shows at Plant's official site, which I'm going to guess is plant.com. So, Plant it.
RobertPlant.com.
RobertPlant.com, okay.
I believe that's what it is, yeah.
They're on a European leg of a tour now, I guess, aren't they?
I think so.
All right, so there, if you're a Robert Plant fan, the update on where he's going to be and what he's going to be doing on the DJB program, 28 past the hour.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Krebel.
A woman in Philadelphia, having an argument with her boyfriend in a restaurant, got so angry she threw a soft drink at him. Then, as she was storming away, she slipped on the wet floor and broke her tailbone. Never mind that the floor was wet because of the drink she herself had thrown. She was still so angry she decided to sue. She did not sue the boyfriend because he didn't have any money. She sued the restaurant for having a wet floor. A jury ordered the restaurant to pay her $113,000. Her medical bills were real, of course, but does that make the business owner responsible? Looking through the lens of liberty, if we see any law-abiding citizen being held liable for the bad behavior of another, it ought to make us all angry, and we should do something about it.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Where is your there? Your happy place. Your go-to destination. Maybe it's that hidden cove by the lake. Or that place an hour and a half away on Route 6 that serves the world's best meatloaf. Or maybe it's home. At Valero, we have the fuel to get you there. Wherever there is. Because Valero top-tier certified quality fuel keeps your engine running cleaner, better, and longer. Find a station near you at ValeroCleanGas.com.
When you don't have a big marketing budget, you have to wait until the opportunity is just right. Well, consider this your opportunity alarm going off. Vistaprint semi-annual sale has arrived with up to 50% off site-wide, including custom postcards, signs, invitations, posters, and more. And with tons of business card options like square cards, now's the time to get huge savings on them too. Make the most of this opportunity. Go to Vistaprint.com by July 24th and enter the promo code.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump making it clear he did tell the Russian President Vladimir Putin that, quote, we cannot have meddling. In an interview with CBS News that aired last night, he said he does believe the U.S. intelligence community's conclusion that Russia did meddle in the 2016 election. Asked if he believes his intel community that says it's still going on, the president says,
I will tell you, though, it better not be.
It better not be.
At a speaking engagement yesterday, FBI Director Christopher Wray said that he does not agree with President Trump that the Russia investigation is a witch hunt, saying of Russian meddling in any U.S. elections.
To me, it's a threat that we need to take extremely seriously and respond to with fierce determination and focus.
This is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
At the hour here on today's DJV program, Doug, Jen, and Victoria, with Victoria doing the honors now. Trending item number one.
Well, it's another sweet story that has been making the rounds, and it's gone viral, so it's all over the internet. It was supposed to be Walter Carr's first day of work with a moving company on Sunday when his car broke down the day before. Instead of calling out sick or calling out saying, hey, my car doesn't work, he decided that he would walk through the night in order to be on time for his first day on the job. His vehicle had stopped working on Saturday, and he was supposed to start with a new company, a moving company called Bellhop. steps. And he knew, obviously, he couldn't miss his first day at work, so he began his hike from Homewood, Alabama, to the town of Pelham, Alabama, at midnight. He walked at least 14 miles before the police drove by and picked him up on the side of the road at 4 a.m. They're probably wondering, hey, what's this guy doing at 4 a.m. walking on the street? Once the police heard his story, they took him out to breakfast, then they gave him a ride the rest of the way to the home of the Laney family, whom he was scheduled to help move that morning. Now, Jenny Laney is the mom of the family. She was surprised when she opened her door expecting to see movers, and it was the police dropping off one of the movers at her home. So they started talking about his life story, which included the detail that Walter and his mother had moved to Alabama from New Orleans when they lost their home during Hurricane Katrina, and they never returned back to New Orleans. So Jenny shared the story of Walter on Facebook. The post quickly went viral, and word eventually got back to the CEO of the Bellhops Moving Company. His name's Luke Marklin. He wrote on Twitter, "This is an incredible story. I'm really proud to be on the same team as Walter. We set a high bar on service, and he just raised it. Look forward to thanking him in person this week." Now, one of the cool things that Luke Marklin did is before he even got to thank Walter Carr in person, he actually gave Walter his 2014 Ford Escape. So he now has reliable transportation to get to work every day. And so this story has just been one of those really sweet stories. Like, the police did a great thing by taking him to breakfast and then driving him all the way to where he needed to work. The guy showed such initiative of making sure that he would walk all night through instead of missing his first day. When he told Jenny Laney, the mom of the family, what had happened, and then the police said, tell him, you know, because he apparently was very reluctant to share the details of why he had to walk. When the police prompted him to tell her what had really happened and that he had been walking all night, she offered him a guest room so that he could take a nap since he had been there. He arrived a few hours earlier than the rest of the movers, and he declined, and he just said, "No, I'll just start helping you pack up." And so he went right to work, and so obviously this guy is going to be up for Employee of the Month, and he deserves it.
Speaking of naps, do you know about Casper in New York?
Casper mattresses, yeah. They're like I think they're like the first mattress in a box kind of company.
Right. So they have opened something called the Dreamery in New York, where you go in for 45 minutes, pay them $25, and you are on this. They have a sort of giant wooden O with curtains and soundproof, and you take a nap if you're tired.
I love that idea.
Yeah.
Except here's the thing that kind of skews me out. In New York, there's a bed bug problem. How are they keeping everything clean in between?
Kara and I were just talking about this, actually. We were going through all the details of the on their site, the Dreamery. They change the sheets during each you know,
visit.
Guest.
After each visit, yeah, right.
And they say that that the ventilation that's in these pods, now there's no door on the pod, it's just curtains, so they say that the ventilation actually makes it fresher and smell better. It smells better than a hotel room.
Would you do this? So, if you were walking down the street a hot day and you were sleepy, would you jump in here and take a nap for 45 minutes?
If I was a tourist in New York, absolutely. I probably would try it out. To me, this needs to be in airports, and maybe they eventually will be, but this would be great in an airport.
Yeah, I agree. It's a good idea. I think it's kind of cool.
Yeah, I would like to see them have options for longer naps, because as I was saying, Victoria, we both need to take long naps. I take me like 30, 40 minutes to fall asleep.
Really?
So this wouldn't work that well unless it was a longer time. And one of the other things I was worried about is I was like, okay, well, if you rent it for 45 minutes, does that mean, because they offer pajamas that you can wear and snacks and all this other stuff. I said, well, does that mean you walk in and then you have to change into pajamas and then now you only have 30 minutes to take a nap? But I guess you make an appointment and then they advise you get in 15 minutes before that, which means you can sit down or get all your stuff ready, put all your stuff in your locker, put your pajamas on, and then you can stay as long as you want afterwards.
They have a lounge.
They've got a lounge, they've got coffee, they've got all these other things that you can enjoy.
Why does it take you so long to fall asleep?
I don't know. If I knew, then maybe it would be a different issue.
So go to the natural food store and get Rescue Remedy. Spray it in your mouth four times before you go to bed. After you brush your teeth, you'll be asleep in 3 minutes. Rescue Remedy. It's an all-natural way for you to go to sleep.
Okay, I think my issue is that I work out probably too soon before I go to bed. And
You don't have to dismiss. Just try it. I'm telling you,
I'm not dismissing it. I'm just saying that's probably why. And also, I think a lot before I go to bed.
Really?
Yeah, I'm one of
thinking
those.
Good things. It'll help if you put them into your subconscious. That'll help you sleep even better. Put good things
I also
in your
like
mind.
The app, the Calm app, where they have some meditations and you can do them before. And then I usually it's lights out for me after that.
Yeah, right.
Good to know.
How about you, Victoria?
I can lay down and I'm done.
Me too. Victoria, how long does it take you to go to sleep?
It's hard for me to go to sleep at night. So I've actually been drinking this stuff.
stuff
called
right
vodka. Yeah, it's called vodka. It's called a martini. It's called SOM, S-O-M. And
I've seen that.
I literally cannot recommend it highly enough. Within about 20 minutes of drinking it before you go to bed, you just feel this complete full body relaxation, and I've been sleeping really well using SOM. It's not cheap, but it's worth it.
Are there people in the news? Remember Richard Old Man Harrison from the pawn shop or pawn, what was the name of that show? Pawn Stars?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I remember you used to watch that, didn't you?
Yeah, I love that show.
Yeah. No, I didn't watch Pawn Shop.
All right, so he died a week or so ago, and one of his children, Christopher, has been cut out of the will because he thought that...
I didn't know he had more than one kid. I thought he only had Rick, the son who works in the pawn store.
Right, or in the store, right. Yep.
Yeah.
They opened the store in 1988, and so he left everything. His other son apparently was irresponsible with money. And the reason I bring it up is because... I wonder, not necessarily because of that particular instance, but in terms of how you decide if, in fact, you're at that point in your life. And by the way, you ought to have a will at least Victoria's age. Something happens.
You sound like my mom. Right. Oh, every time I see her, did you and Lewis get a will yet? No.
Oh, I think you really
it's on the list.
Yeah, no,
do
get it done. Yeah. And make sure that you feel good about what you're doing with what you have. It's very, but don't, because only 25% of people die with wills, and it creates such hell for the offspring. It really is. It's really terribly irresponsible.
My friend's dad died suddenly and tragically and didn't have a will, and it took her and her siblings over a year to figure out where his stuff was.
Wow.
And
it
cost them so much money because they had to hire people to track it down.
It's thoughtless
disaster.
To not have a will, no matter what. You may think, well, I don't have anything, and it's all going to my wife anyway. It won't if you have children. They'll fight about it, perhaps, especially if it's a second wife. You're nuts if you care anything about your family, no matter who. Your wife or your children, leave it in a document, some kind of documented form. Other people in the news, Kim Kardashian and Kylie Jenner, the Forbes cover. I looked at this yesterday. There's a backlash because of the Forbes magazine cover. I mean, I'd be okay if it was a different kind of a magazine. Don't you think it's kind of weird?
Well, the backlash is because they called her self-made. And that's where it comes in.
Forbes
called Kylie self-made, and so that's really it's all hung up on that title.
Yeah, well, she got $800 million because of her what she developed have sold. I guess is the question. Were it not for her siblings, not for her relatives.
Right.
That's the
is
point.
Is it the quality of the product, or is it her name?
Yeah.
But you know what? I won't take it away from her. At least she's working. At least she's trying.
Yeah.
And she's successful. If she just had the name and she didn't maximize it, well, we wouldn't be having this conversation.
Yeah. And the truth is, she made $800 million off of this. She's probably going to be, I think by the end of this year, it'll be valued at $1 billion. All the other siblings have tried stuff. And it's never come anywhere close to that amount of money. She came up with it on her own. So,
what is there about it that's so special? Why is it so popular?
I don't know. I've heard that the product is not all that good. Actually, I've heard that
I have a few
don't
of them. Yeah, I have a few of them. It's a lip liner and then a matte lipstick gloss that goes over it.
I
so
make this kind of money. I'm going to develop Eau de Manure.
It's a lip kit. Yeah, I actually don't mind them. I like them.
You don't think that'll work, Karen?
I don't know anyone who wants to buy that, but you can go ahead and try. But one of the interesting things, and I don't really feel bad for any of them, but I know Kim did come out and say, hey, a lot of people start out with the same kind of money that we do, and then they completely ruin their lives, and they don't go anywhere, and it goes the complete opposite of what Kylie's done. So I guess she's not wrong. There are plenty of kids out there who have
plenty
huge inheritances, yeah, who
nothing,
have lots
yeah.
of money, and they get addicted to drugs and end up as terrible human beings who haven't done mm-hmm. anything with their lives. So I guess being rich doesn't necessarily help you the way that it's helped Kylie. But I don't feel bad for anyone who starts out with that kind of money and then they ruin it. But
good
yeah.
for
but
you.
The self-made thing is kind of interesting too,
yeah.
because they really, you know, if you, I've watched the show probably, you know, a decent amount over the last couple of years. And when the kids were growing up, the Kardashians, Kris Jenner and Robert Kardashian were divorced. So they weren't living large. He was a successful lawyer, but by no means were they living the way that they do now post-show success. So they all kind of started out in better than most people, but certainly not, they didn't start out living a millionaire type lifestyle. So I think self-made is probably a fair term.
46 past the hour.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Here are today's automotive news headlines. I'm Nick Miles. Do traffic lights drive you crazy? Audi is launching a new traffic light information system in their cars. This appears automatically on the dash to tell drivers when the light is about to change. A recent study shows that it can increase safety and fuel economy. The system is also able to feed information into the traffic light system about congestion, allowing lights to recalibrate to manage traffic flows better. The system is not yet available in every city. To see the best deals on cars, go to ourautoexpert.com.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Where does the love for a car come from? If the car is a Subaru Legacy, the answer would be the symmetrical all-wheel drive. Power goes to all four wheels all the time for optimum grip. The Subaru Boxer engine's lower center of gravity makes the Subaru Legacy more responsive around corners and gets better fuel economy than front-wheel drive competitors. What you have then is a midsize sedan with grip, handling, and enviable fuel economy. It's no wonder it turns people into people who love cars. Love is what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
If you wear a denture, are you sure your breath is clean and fresh? Try Polident. It's specifically designed to clean a denture because it's tough on odor-causing bacteria, but gentle on the denture itself. Polident has a 4-in-1 cleaning system with 4 powerful ingredients that work together to deep clean your denture. It kills 99.99% of odor-causing bacteria in laboratory testing and helps remove stains. Feel confident and clean every day with Polident. Available at Walmart for a low price every day.
When you need bug bite relief.
Ow! Ow! What? Ow! Yikes!
Stepped in an ant bed relief.
What a pretty plant. Wait, what's that?
Poison ivy relief. You need the power of Gold Bond relief. Gold Bond Rapid Relief Cream has twice the medicines of hydrocortisone formulas to fight itch and relieve minor pain. Plus, vitamin E and aloe to help soothe skin fast. Gold Bond relief starts now. Use as directed.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to GEICO. I should have done this years ago.
Disclaimer, traveling back in time is physically impossible unless you know how to build a functioning time machine. Then by all means, travel 25 years back in time, switch your car insurance to GEICO. You could save a bunch of money. While you're there, please prevent your younger self from wearing that sleeveless tuxedo t-shirt, parachute pants, and glitter high tops to your senior prom. And at long last, rectify this horrible crime against nature. GEICO is absolved of all liability if you destroy the fabric of time and space.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
We'll be right back.
individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Three after the hour, the potent pounding sounds of the Warren Eckstein Pet Show theme. Warren Eckstein here to help you with your pets, the schemes, the things that are wonderful. I'll tell you something, with my new dog Daisy May, I'm so happy, and I sort of follow the routine with Warren's blessing of having hugs and kisses. If you don't know Warren's line of vitamins and minerals for cats, there's one line, dogs, another line. You really ought to have your dog or your cat on the hugs and kisses routine. I give Daisy four or five little pellets with every meal. That may be overdoing it, though, right? Should I not give her that much? What is it?
She's one pellet for every 5 pounds.
Oh, okay. So she's okay. All right, good. All right. So that's Warren's pet. This is something he's been talking about on his pet show, and I'm sure this was developed out of his own research many years ago. So if you haven't tried him, go to hugsandkisses.com. Did you hear the story of Jack Merritt, who says his life's passion is sort of being an underground railroad for dogs? He and his partner, Julie Altman, volunteer their time to rescue homeless pups that are in danger of being euthanized. He's got his own plane, and he goes to areas along the East Coast where shelters are overcrowded and brings the dogs back to his rescue farm in Pennsylvania. I think they've got 1,000 dogs there, Warren, that they've saved since 2010.
You know,
he's got a single engine four seat.
It's fascinating.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's not the, there are many people out there that are pilots. There's Pilots for Paws, which is an organization dedicated to doing exactly what he's doing. But interestingly enough, and a lot of people aren't aware of this, there's a whole underground railroad of 18-wheel truck drivers. And I deal with them from time to time. And what happens is a truck driver may hear about a dog that needs to be transported from Florida to California. And they can't ship them on plane. So the truck driver will take the dog as he's going cross-country, bring the dog to California to a new home. What often happens, though, is once the truck driver spends a few days with the dog or the cat, it becomes theirs and they wind up keeping you. So there is an underground railroad where pet rescuers do, in fact, do amazing things to rescue animals, such as this guy flying the plane to bring him to a sanctuary.
Yeah, I think it's cool. During the average week, the rescue process is 7 to 10 new dogs find home, rescue placements for another 7 to 10. So he's really not only transporting, but he's going from one end to the other in trying to take care of the animals. And I, you know, we talk about my dog that came, and I was told that it was something like this that brought my dog Daisy was in a puppy mill in Alabama and had never been out of the crate. She couldn't even walk when I got her. She's in fabulous shape now. But I'm now remembering what they told me at the SPCA about how she got up here. Somebody grabbed her and put her in a plane and brought her up here. So I wonder if it was this guy or somebody like
possible.
It. As you say, there are a lot of them around.
But, you know,
all
someday
right.
There will be no puppy mills, Doug. That's my wish. Someday
let's hope.
Be no puppy mills.
Exactly. The CDC has warned families against adopting pet turtles. How often do you get questions on your radio program, The Pet Show, about having turtles as a pet?
You know, I get it a lot, believe it or not. There's a lot. I have a friend of mine that got a turtle when she was in her 20s, okay? She's in her 60s now and still has that same turtle, just so you know.
Oh, yeah. They look
a red-eared slider. You know, a lot of people assume that turtles are dirty animals. But they're not dirty animals. It's their environment. If you keep their environment clean and you wash your hands and you take precautions, turtles make excellent pets, although I prefer them in the wild. A lot of people out here in California, as you know, have desert tortoises in their backyard that just live for years and years and years and hang out in their backyard. But you really need to research it. You know, there are turtle and tortoise societies in every city. Don't just go to a store and buy a turtle or bring a turtle in. You need to educate yourself so that you can make sure that you're safe and the turtle's safe. But they're not dirty animals. So just don't think of them as, oh, we're going to get salmonella if I touch a turtle. It's a dirty disease. It's not a turtle disease.
Yeah, that's the thing that all these government agencies, they don't give you the whole background. That's why I asked you the question, because I saw all this stuff. Oh, stay away from turtles because they give you salmonella or something else, and how deadly it is, the bacteria will kill children and all this other stuff. Give me a break. It's all in how you, it's like anything else. How clean your house is, how clean your body is, how clean your lifestyle is, that sort of thing. The habitat where you keep the turtle needs to be clean. Turtle poop is like any other poop. It's not good to be around if you let it pile up.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.